Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that we were born into this world. We just thought we were natural, and we just thought that we are for whatever nationality we were. And so we were just caught up in the flesh. But thank you, you draw near. You drew near and you called us and then woke us up that to the reality that we are your idea and the whole world is your idea, and in you now, having come home, having called us, we find true life. And this true life that we find now in the footsteps of Jesus is the answer then for every person also to wake up and come out of the deception and into the light, out of the problem into the answer, out of the curse and into the blessing. So thank you. Thank you for this great and precious covenant. We appreciate it. Thank you, Lord, for being mindful of us. And so we commit the day to you. Thank you, Lord, to just keep our minds on you, Lord, as you write your laws on our hearts and on our minds, so we can develop on schedule and be your fragrance this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 140, verse 8 from the TPT. Don't let the wicked triumph over me, but bring down their every strategy to subdue me, or they will become even more arrogant. Pause in his presence.
Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We just thank the Heavenly Family for being mindful of us and knowing our purpose and knowing we yearn to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And it's the same life that Jesus demonstrated from baby to young man to father. He came to show the way. He died. His offer was accepted. His blood was accepted. And we were being set free. So it's 2,000 years ago, plus minus, that's when it happened. And now we have come. He's drawn us in. And that's the way now, is we just stay in the light as he's in the light, and we get our mercy, get our daily bread, as our Father prayer tells us. I mean, for his kingdom to come on earth and his will to be done, we've got to get our daily sufficiency. It's natural bread and it's spiritual bread, spirit motivation, so we can love ourselves and we can love others, and we can just stay in the boundaries of the love that he opens up to us. I think of the seed and the sower. We've understood we have to have that wise hearts that understand that we in the kingdom, we loved by the king, we have been accepted into the family of God, and so we draw daily, morning by morning, and then we stay in that light. We in the morning we rejoice. We rejoice in the mercy that is new. But then in the day we go and we go through the testings, because the testings come to steal this word, to steal our joy, to steal our purpose, and to not make us a light in the darkness. But we stand fast. And so every day this is the procedure. We stay, we dwell in the presence of God, be mindful of him. In all our ways, he straightens our path for us, and we grow beautifully into kingdom realities, babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace crushes Satan under our feet. So stay enlightened, stay blessed. You are God's fragrance in this earth. Know you are his fragrance, and get his new, unique fragrance every morning and shine. Hallelujah.